Hi, I'm Victoria, or Vicky. This is Samantha Allard. I'm just going to take a minute to get us set up here. Samantha, do you want to share a bit about who you are and your role?
So I'm Samantha Allard. I'm one of the 16 family outreach workers across the region. Specifically, I work in Dune Pioneer Park neighborhood, as well as Hassler.
It worked. Yay. That was a beautiful opening, I just have to say. The music always moves me quite a bit. And then Bob tapped me on the shoulder, and we realized we are very connected. Bob and I worked together at House of Friendship years ago, so that's really neat to see that. House of Friendship is really connected here. I've been with House of Friendship for almost 10 years, and I've worked in roles in shelter, housing, and now with Family Outreach, managing the program just for this year as a contract. And I have the privilege of working alongside, like Samantha said, 16 women who work across the entire region. So it's a really wonderful role, and we are really grateful to share about it here because we really believe that the supports that were mentioned and the needs and the hurts around the community are not limited to one type of person or one neighborhood. We need supports available across the board. So thank you again for inviting us into your place of worship so we can share about our mission. We're grateful for the opportunity and for the continued support to the Family Outreach Program and House of Friendship, especially here in this Pioneer Park neighborhood. But before sharing details about Family Outreach, we do want to give a bit of an overview about the House of Friendship and the work that inspires us every day. For those of you who may know some of the history of House of Friendship, we've been around a while, since 1939. House of Friendship was started by a group of Christian women, here's a few of them, who decided that they needed to do something to help the men on the streets who did not have food to eat during the economic depression. They began serving meals for men around this very table at Kramer House. Men would gather for a meal, and eventually they stayed overnight to avoid spending the night on the streets. This became our first program of House of Friendship, a shelter for men without a place to stay. We are now celebrating 80 years of service in the community. But first, I really want to talk about our why. Our mission, our vision, our core values, these drive the work that we do every day. We walk alongside individuals and families working together to build a healthy community where everyone can belong and thrive. We are inspired by Christian faith, shaped by values of compassion, inclusion, justice, dignity, and hope. We believe we're stronger together. Low battery. So today, 80 years later, 42,000 men, women, and children across Waterloo Region benefit from House of Friendship services each year. We serve in four specific areas. As you can see, we dedicate our focus to these four core areas of service, so food, housing, neighborhoods, and addiction treatment. Together, our services provide a critical safety net for those in our community experiencing a season or a lifetime of struggle. We provide food for those who are hungry, housing and shelter for those experiencing homelessness, treatment for those fighting addiction, and vital programming and supports for those living on low income, such as Family Outreach. You may wonder why, in a community like ours, we have 42,000 individuals each year needing these basic resources. The reality is, when a society is structured to have the haves and have-nots, without equal access to income, resources, healthcare, or support networks, each community must decide how to respond to those needs, while also addressing the root causes of poverty and addiction. At House of Friendship, we work to address both. Whether one's experiences are rooted in childhood trauma, mental health, or the cyclical nature of poverty and insufficient income, or a sudden personal crisis like health, employment, having to flee one's homeland, every story and situation is unique. The hands in the middle represent our belief in walking alongside each individual in their personal journey. So, as we mentioned, we envision building a healthy community where everyone can belong and thrive. In these four main areas, we have Family Outreach falling under the neighborhoods category, and Family Outreach is one of our newest programs at House of Friendship. Here you can see listed the various programs across all of Waterloo Region, and our website does have all the details if you're ever curious about specific programs. I'm going to let Samantha take over.
So walking alongside of individuals means that we serve and support individuals and families in a way that respects their dignity, honors their unique story and experiences, builds their abilities, and helps them achieve their goals by connecting them to resources that will help them and open the doors to choice and possibility for a better future. It's rooted in our belief that the human spirit is creative, resilient, and full of potential, and there's always a reason for hope. And hope is critical for those who we serve, who are struggling with hunger, homelessness, isolation, and addiction. We have not been able to serve this community for 80 years by doing it alone. It's possible only because individuals like you have chosen to respond with action like a small group of women did 80 years ago. The Family Outreach Program is a neighborhood-based program created to prevent and reduce the depth of child poverty in Waterloo Region. Previously known as the Community Outreach Program, this program has served the community since it began its pilot in 1999. As of 2017, the House of Friendship became the lead agency to continue serving the community as a regional program funded by the Region of Waterloo. So family outreach workers prioritize the well-being of children, honor the diversity of the families we serve, build strong and trusting relationships with families, meet families where they are and walk with them where they choose to go, find creative solutions and advocate for flexible and equitable supports, focus on the strengths of families and communities, and address short-term needs while encouraging long-term solutions. Family outreach workers walk with families to help meet basic needs by problem-solving solutions together, connecting them with services in their community, and providing direct support when necessary. These supports may include recreational funding, support getting to summer camp, navigating systems, furnishing their home, connecting to counselors, etc. So family outreach workers are located at 36 sites across 18 catchment areas in the region of Waterloo and are flexible to meet families in their communities from the townships, Woolwich, Wellesley, Wilmot, Ayre, and North Dumfries, to Cambridge, Kitchener, and Waterloo. While we do have partnerships with community centers, churches, libraries, and more, we can meet family in the community or their homes as well. Whatever the need is, we aim to reduce barriers so people can access the service as easy as possible.
Sorry, it's a bit blurry, but you can see we have a lot going on.
So these are some faces of the Family Outreach Program. We have a diverse team with different experiences, skills, strengths that enable families to feel comfortable and are able to reach out when supports are needed. So partnerships such as this one makes our outreach work possible. We strive to reach more vulnerable and reduce barriers to access. We continue to evaluate our program and implement best practices, taking into consideration family feedback, as well as learning from our site partners. Families can connect through our website, over the phone, text, and email. No referrals are needed, and there's no wait list. So on the slide as well, my information is there. We do have brochures and my business card, so if there was a family in need, please feel free to connect them to me.
And we do try to make sure that it's a simple process for someone, so if they don't know exactly what neighborhood they fall into, where they should go, they can just reach out directly through our main line or our email, and we will direct them to the right person so they're not having to be re-traumatized by telling their story multiple times. We know exactly who's closest to them, and we really work to, again, reduce those barriers to access.